Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And this is a special episode because it is our open coaching call. Yes, we are doing a new monthly series where once a month, I open up coaching for anyone who wants to experience coaching, whether you're a current client, a past client, or someone that we've never worked with before in Captivating Courtship. You get to jump on Zoom with me and get some coaching, or maybe you just want to see what coaching is like and you just want to join the call. This is going to be an open girl talk, hot seat type of experience, and I'm so excited to share it with you. So make sure that you join at the link in the show notes and you register for the next open coaching call and share it with your friends, your family, bring a girlfriend to the call, and let's work on transforming love lives together. Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast.
I guess one of my questions was, I was just thinking about this right now, but do you have to be healed in order to get married? I feel like I'm blocking myself in thinking that way, that, you know, I have to be better, I have to be perfect before I get married. But then I'm like, why can't I have somebody who will grow with me and be a mirror for me? And like that's one of the biggest parts of marriage that I'm actually very excited about. And so not why in a way that I shouldn't do anything now, but I don't want that to be a condition for me. And if I have that as a condition, does that mean if I'm not totally healed or more healed than I am right now, am I going to get a less quality man? I don't know.
Yeah, that's such a great question. And I think it's a common question and a powerful question as well, because you get to choose which side of the lens you want to look at it from. I think when you ask a question like that, the first thing I would say is healing is a journey. There's no end destination, right? So it's an ongoing process. It's something that you're always going to be growing. Like, if you are someone who values growth, if you are someone that values personal development, if you value healthy relationships, these are things that you're always going to be working on. And these are things that you're always going to be invested in and growing. So even when you say that you look forward to having a partner that you can grow with and that you can heal with and that you can go through the different patches of life with, I think that that's inevitable. That's just a part of the process. That's going to happen regardless, because when you get with another person, naturally, you're going to be stretched in a way that you're not stretched when you're single. You're going to have new challenges. You're going to have new experiences. You're going to be pushed in a way that you're not pushed when you're just operating solo. So I don't think that you have to heal first or that you have to work on yourself to get married to find a partner. I don't think that at all. I think that you can go out here tomorrow and find someone just as you are, and that may be perfectly okay for you. I think that the healing aspect of the conversation comes in if you know, like deep down inside, internally in your gut, if you believe or if you know that you have some wounds, some past hurts or disappointments that you haven't moved on from, some traumas, and traumas doesn't have to be a big thing. I think a lot of times when the conversation around trauma comes up, we think about the big things like abuse, rape, molestation, you know, the big changes in life that can be really effective, right? So it doesn't have to be that, death, things of that sort. A trauma can simply be a way that you processed an experience that deeply impacted you emotionally. It could be something as small as, let's take for example, I know in many communities, I'll give this as an example, colorism is a big traumatic experience for many women across the globe from different ethnicities and cultural backgrounds, different parts of the world. Colorism has affected them. In my time of like matchmaking and coaching, when I was doing matchmaking and doing coaching, I worked with women from so many different backgrounds, and they spoke about how that was something that affected how they viewed themselves and what they viewed as far as their own desirability. Maybe some messages that their aunties or their other women in their family or other men or society has pushed on them about their own desirability or what's available to them. And so those messages has caused them to feel very insecure. And then those insecurities causes them to either shrink or avoid when they are engaging with men or when they are in the courtship process. Or those insecurities may cause them to be very in their head and emotionally reactive and overthinking, or have a lot of fears and doubts when it comes to their ability to be able to attract a partner. So when you have those types of shame and guilt and wounds and things that are showing up that's causing you to avoid or to shrink or to be emotionally reactive or to question your desirability, or you find yourself in repeat cycles, in repeat patterns where you find yourself taking a lot of the same actions or attracting the same types of men or the same experiences, or you feel like you've been on a treadmill for a period of time where you're just not getting past a certain point when it comes to the courtship process or relationships, or maybe you find yourself in a lot of like kind of sort of situationships that aren't going to commitment. When we look at those things, then that's where the healing comes in. That's when we want to look at, well, look, there are some patterns here. And that's being really honest and transparent with yourself. There are some patterns here. There are some wounds here. I do get really anxious and overthink, or I do anxiously attach, and that causes tension or conflict or friction in the relationship or during the courtship process. Or I have so many fears and judgments around getting hurt or disappointments that I don't even take the necessary actions to move forward in my love life, and I just avoid it completely, and more time is going by. When we look at those things, that's when we want to talk about healing. So for 50% of, about 50% of the world, they have what's considered to be a secure attachment style, right? Bless those people. Those are like the people that easily attract commitment or relationships because they don't have messaging and beliefs or blocks around their ability to do so. But for the other 50%, it's just simply not that easy. And even when we look at society, when you look at about 50% of society is married versus the other 50 that's single, or it's roughly about that amount, especially when we look at women or women of color, you have all these different messages and all these different things that's telling you like these are some of the roadblocks that's on the way, that yes, it's possible, but we don't just want to bank on possibility. We also want to increase the probability of it happening. So if you fit into the group that's not considered the securely attached, right? If you fit into the group that is anxious or avoidant or anxious avoidant, or you fit into the group that's had some type of childhood trauma. And like I said earlier, it's not about the major trauma. Sometimes it's just the little messages that you picked up along the way about your ability to find a partner or to be loved. It could have been how you may have processed your parents' relationship or other relationships around you. It's all these other messages that create blocks. So it's not that someone won't be able to attract a partner when they haven't healed or when they haven't done the work. It's very possible for them to do that. It's also probable that the partner that they may attract may not be compatible, may not be the right partner for them. They may have to go through more unnecessary fights or healing because they didn't do the work beforehand. And like I said, you're going to have to do the work either way. I tell my clients, you're going to get tested before marriage. You're going to get tested in marriage. You're going to get tested if the marriage doesn't work out. You're going to get tested after that. So that part is inevitable. But you can pick and choose which part of the journey is a little bit easier just by you doing the work and getting clear and working on yourself first. So that would be my message. Anything is a choice. You don't have to, but will it increase the chances of you attracting a better quality partner? If you're healed, if you know how to communicate, if you're not as emotionally reactive, if you're not as anxiously attached, if you're not bringing, you know, drama or conflict or fears and doubt and control and insecurities and those things into the relationship, I believe 100% it increases the probability of you attracting a better partner, a more healthier relationship, along with decreasing the rate of divorce. I know with my clients, I've been doing this for 8 years. I haven't had a lot of clients. I can't even count on one hand how many of my clients that have married that are no longer together. So I know for a fact that doing the work does 100% increase the probability of picking a better quality partner, a healthier relationship, because you're coming into the relationship healthier. Doors are open right now to the Captivating Courtship Code 12-month coaching program. And coaching kicks off with a 3-day Captivating Weekend live event. Dates July 21st through the 23rd. For 3 days, you will mastermind with myself and other like-minded women in a 3-day virtual event where you will discover and embrace your authentic values so you feel more desirable and design your captivating life. You're going to create a customized match game plan with actionable steps to know who is the most aligned and compatible spouse for you and where to meet them. And you're going to get clear and confident on the courtship process so you know exactly how my clients have successfully gone from single to committed in 12 months or less. Then you're going to spend the rest of your time in coaching, taking action, creating connections, and bringing up any questions or doubts that you have so that you no longer have to worry about settling or sabotage getting in your way. The CCC program is perfect for women who want to attract a partner in the next 12 months so you can get married, women who value personal development and growth, and women who want a 6-step proven blueprint that successfully helped our clients go from single to married after years of being single. If that sounds like you, then you would be the perfect woman to join the CCC 12-month program, and you will be the perfect woman to kick off your coaching journey with the live 3-day Captivating Weekend event. In CCC, we coach you until you attract a partner. Yes, either you attract a partner or we coach you until you do. This makes the Captivating Courtship Code the only relationship program that you will ever need. Doors are open right now and they close July 19th. Payment options are available, and all you have to do is get in your application and book your consultation. So apply and claim your seat today. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you at our next Captivating Weekend.